live match broadcast in association with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Proudly fueling GAA supporters at the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza Tuam, Loughrea Service Station and the Kinnegad Plaza. The Plaza Group, the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Before we head over, I'm going to bring you up to speed with a few other things that are happening in Gaelic games this afternoon. And by the way, Corinthians have got another try. Sean Nocton has got it. And a conversion. They now lead Wanderers by 21 points to 14 in that Energy League semi-final. Galwegians leading Bruff 19 points to 10 now. So this is turning out to be a good one for the two Galway clubs in their league semi-finals. We will be going back to them. Should be full time when we go back to the two lads for those latest, but I'm going to just bring up to speed in Gaelic games as well, and these are the latest at the moment. What's happening today, by the way? The Munster football semi-finals, the first of them at 4 o'clock. Kerry take on Cork, that's at 4, as I said. Waterford and Clare at 6. The Ulster quarter-final, Derry Donegal, this could be feisty. Game gets underway at 6:15. In the Joe McDonagh Cup, latest score, Down 2-19, Mead 17 points. Two results in the Christy Ring Cup, Derry 226, Tyrone 13 points, London 426, Sligo 12 points. Aaron Levine is playing in the background. I'll get back to them. And also, best of luck to the guys who are having a massive show, by the way, coming up. I'll tell you more about that in time. But that's Aaron Levine. Let's join our commentary team, Kevin Dwyer, and good afternoon, Jonathan Higgins.
Thank you, John. Perfect time, and just the last few bars even of Aaron Naveen, and we are all set here. It is the Connacht semi-final. It is Galway all in white today with maroon togs against Sligo here in Marcashire Park. It is perfect, a championship weather. It is a beautiful, beautiful afternoon here. Beautiful scenery, blue skies. You're looking across in the beautiful Sligo mountains as well, but it's a big day. It is all about to try and get through to the Connacht final. And here, standing in their way, is the home side, a side that are full of momentum at the moment in terms of school football, in terms of underage football. And that is, of course, Sligo. We will play them in the under-20 midweek in the Connacht semi-final also. But here now, it is all about the battle. We try and get one step further to playing against the Connacht final and trying to get through to that Nestor Cup again. But it is action. And it is ready to go, and we have started here today. Referee for today is a dub. He is Barry Tiernan, and he is dressed all in blue as well. Sligo in the all-black kit that we've come used to over the course of the years, and then Galway in that change. Maroon said that, Kevin, it's hard to beat the championship buzz. We had a little bit of the novelty with the trip to London, but it's all back here on the mainland again, and there's a real buzz around there. Big Galway crowd as well in situ here.
Yeah, big Galway crowd, and there are a lot of them on the far side of the field enjoying the sunshine, and up there are some of the extended panel, like, as well, the likes of John Maher and Matt Tierney and those lads. So they'll be looking for Galway to do well here, but it's Sligo that's on the attack here, and they're just holding possession quite well. There's no breeze here, so there's no advantage to either side from the point of view which goal you're playing into. But Sligo just settle themselves down by playing the ball around Murphy, Niall Murphy, the full forward, working hard over the far side of the field there to try and get them in a scoring position. Yeah,
here comes Sligo. The first opportunity of the game is the first score. It goes to the home side. It's tapped over the bar. It's their centre back, Nathan Mullen, who cut in from the left-hand side. A nice little Sligo play, found the angle and found their shooter. And after a minute and 16 seconds of action here in Marcashire Park, it is Sligo who've got things off on mark and lead Galway by a point to no score.
Yeah, very patient work from Sligo there. They just managed to keep the ball, hold on to it, and, you know, move it around on the far side of the field. Eventually they found the gap and they got through, and they made the difference when they got it through, and they're on the attack here again now. Long ball
in the house. They won the kick out. In it goes. It's good defending over there from Galway, and they've just about got things out. And it is Jack Glynn who just tidied things up. Strange enough, ball down the line to Sean Kelly. He's caught very, very high there by Keane Lally, but on goes the Galway captain. Now comes the onrush, and Liam Silk in front of us puts boot to ball down towards the corner, where it's Jack McCabe. First touch in intercounty action here at senior level. Gives it back towards Liam O'Connella. Inside now is the returning Shane Walsh. He's inside the 45. He goes left to his right. He's going right down the heart of the defence. Pops it off the shoulder of McCabe. McCabe, full of confidence. The youngster hangs it up in the
the air. It's going to hang under the goal mount. Bodies are coming in. The keeper makes a mess of it. It's out for, should have been a 45, I thought. White ball is the indication. And the referee is calling back now one of the Sligo players for that bit of a late hit on Sean Kelly on the top of the move. Not the outcome we would have wanted, Kevin, but good to see McCabe just showing a bit of confidence on the level. He doesn't look lost. He took on the shot there.
He did take on the shot and he put it in. Robert Finnerty seemed to be the man that got the touch on it, and the yellow card has been brandished here to the number 10 for Sligo. That's Keen Lally, so he picks up the first yellow card of the game here.
Yeah, that happened right in front of us, like from the initial stray ball. Here comes Jack Lynn though again, and he's won the kick out. He's taken it quickly, and McCabe now, if he can get hold of this football, it's going to bounce on the surface. It's championship weather. It still holds in play. He just soccer style holds it up, defending on back there. Umpire saying wave on. Now comes a clatter run from Rob Finnerty, putting the pressure on Sligo now, trying to build from deep. They're in their own right corner back position. They go in field with a hand pass, but another opportunity. And maybe, Kevin, we're starting to see for the first time the ball starting to hop a little bit more on the drier ground.
Yeah, indeed, it certainly hopped inside Jack McCabe there. He wasn't expecting it, and the turn, just he lost his balance on the turn, and that cost him the extra step. So it allowed the Sligo defender to get back and claim the ball, and now they have the chance of coming back out and adding to their first score.
Yeah, so 3.5 minutes gone here in the opening half in Marcus Park. It's Sligo, they lead by 1 point, no score. Galway, a couple of half attacks a couple of moments ago. One pretty much bombed in around the house, led to a bit of a scramble. Another one there, they move just literally, the ball zipped away on the surface, and that stalled that attack. Now Sligo doing a little bit of defensive work here. Galway sat very deep now, and the goalkeeper, who is Aidan Devaney, is going to go for a little bit of a trot here. He's going to break almost shy of halfway. The referee is blowing frantically on his whistle off here, and it looks like it's Sean Kelly who got clattered.
Yeah,
he got that high hit on him by Keane Lally, which was punished at the time by a yellow card, but has forced the Galway captain. He doesn't want to go off, Kevin, but he has to. He certainly won't get away with any. The jersey won't be very pleasing.
Yeah, Kieran Malloy
will come on as the blood, so the white kit won't do any favours, any scatter at all, with a mix with a bit of sled. Will hold things. Lally now, who's this time it's his turn to be fouled just outside the 65, and goes infield again now. Kenneth Mulligan is one of the players to make the way up from that under 20 team. You'll remember his winner in Tuam Stadium last summer, Kevin, that nearly broke our hearts when it bounced on the crossbar and over the bar it went that day. But he's progressing to senior level as well. That's a real indication of what we're talking about, the growth in Sligo.
Yeah, they have it at underage level. They did well in the minors during the week, and of course they're under 20s. That famous victory over Mayon, that means that they have qualified for play Galway next Wednesday night. So they are on the up, so a lot at stake here, you know, Sligo pride, and they're dominating the game at the moment. Jonathan
McGuinness from full back has covered a power ground goal. He's sitting very, very deep at the moment. It seems like a game plan, too many steps being taken now, but Galway, Finnerty is all alone, if somebody can see him. Long ball up towards Finnerty. He literally has half a yard in front of him. It's open country. There's options on the right hand side. It's Keane Darcy. It's still Finnerty, still going down in goal. Gives it now on there to George Darcy. Darcy flashes it past the right hand side and wide. He scored a screamer in Ruislip. This time the breakaway move is punished, not punished the way Galway would have desired. They made the way up, and he went from the left hand side, he almost went outside or right of the boot. It just flashed past the post. But wow, we're starting to see that a lot more in Gaelic football. Anyone that was watching the Wicklow Kildare game last week would have noticed two of those big moments in injury time. Nearly had one of our own, but Galway should have punished things there.
They should have, yeah. And ball was held up by Finnerty. Well done, a great run from him. Held it, gave King Darcy the opportunity to get inside him. Darcy had the chance, but the goalie, you know, made it very difficult for him. Just got back in his line, and he tried to put it right to the wide of the goalie, low and hard, but it went out wide, too far wide of the post. Now again we've seen Sligo building from the far side.
Galway though sitting very deep again. 6.5 minutes gone, coming up to 7 here in the opening half. Still Sligo leading by a point to no score. Galway yet to get off the mark. Heavy challenge comes in now. Galway in the white shirts have forced another turnover. No, they're not. Referee has said that's a little bit too forceful and has given a free, and out by the sideline. It's just outside the 14-yard line in front of the dressing rooms as well. Still waiting for Sean Kelly to be back in the action. He got a high challenge a couple of moments ago there. Kieran Malloy has been introduced. Galway sitting very, very deep. It'll be Niall Murphy, who captains the Sligo side, to come out to this one and try and take a shot at goal, to try to double up his side's lead. He's right in front of the dressing rooms. A good crowd gathered on the terrace over on the left-hand side. You'll also see a bunch of lads wearing white polo shirts. That's the extended Galway pants. panel as well. Some of the injured players are watching on from the open terrace on the far side there as well. But all eyes now on the Sligo captain, Murphy. He's taking this one from the hands. This one looks good, and it's very good indeed. He nails it. That is a wonderful score from Niall Murphy. Such an experienced player. He's given his side a 2-point advantage, 2 points to no score. 7.5 minutes gone. Galway, you won't get worried yet, but they could do with a decent start. Conor Gleeson bombs one down the country. That has gone all the way down towards Shane Walsh. Walsh now gives it back now towards Darcy. Opportunity a couple of moments ago. Now Sean Kelly is back. Sean Kelly's coming through on goal. He's open country. He pops it on the right hand side. Up it goes towards O'Kinnaly. It's bobbled up. What's the decision going to be? It's scooped. It bobbles around. There's a ruck into the goal mouth. Hot ball, I'd say, will be the call. It's an almighty scramble. There's a swarm of bodies. Where is the ball? Referee eventually gives it the soft decision, gives a free out. It's another goal scoring opportunity gone unpunished. But Kevin, that is stuff back in the 80s. Just an absolute right in front of the goal.
Oh, there was about 20 players in on top of the ball there, Jonathan. All massed around the ball. But, you know, it was inevitable that someone's hand was going to touch the ball on the ground. And the referee deemed it was a Galway hand, and that was the free out.
Well, he done well now to see it through the scattered bodies, I'll tell him that. God bless his eyesight. Instead, it's Sligo keeping their good attack to start to this game. Attacking down the left-hand side. We're coming up to 8.5 minutes gone here in the first half. Two goal scoring opportunities for Galway, but they've gone astray. Nothing on the Galway scoreboard yet. 2 points for Sligo. They're trying to extend it here as well. They're full of momentum. On they go now towards Lally. A beautiful little step now. He's found room on the right-hand side. Still cuts in field. The wing forward is still going. It's opening up for Lally. He's taking a power of steps. He's still going. He drives it over. He might have been fortunate with the amount of steps that he took there in the end. Nothing fortunate about the finish. Sligo 3 points. Galway no score. Galway needs to just not quite get alarmed here yet, Kevin, but they definitely could do with a score.
Yeah, it's a great start for Sligo, isn't it? You have to hand it to them. You know, they really come bursting out of the traces, and you know, they've done put the pressure on Galway. They've been very, very economical with the use of the ball, and they've managed to put the ball with their three chances, put them over the bar. Galway have had two wides, one short and one missed goal chance as well, in from the point of view just there when Sean Kelly was bursting through. So we've had three chances as well, but we've got nothing out of it.
Yeah, nothing on the Galway scoreboard today. Look where the goalkeeper is here, Aidan Devaney, and he's under pressure from Robert Finnerty. He is playing right half back at times, Kevin.
Yeah, he's playing an extra man out there, and now the Sligo players just bursting out of the attack. They're driving forward, and Galway, you know, struggling to stay with them.
They're finding pockets of space up towards Murphy. He got a point from place ball a couple of moments ago. He's going to go on the loop again and try and get the ball on the second occasion. Oh, the shot comes in. It's a very high shot from Paddy O'Connor, but it's out for the first wide of the game. In fact, the perfect start for Sligo in terms of their shooting prowess. 3 points to no score they lead after 10 minutes of action. Their first wide of the game, but Gleeson needs a big kick out here as well. He's gone long the last two in a row. There's, all as you can see in front of him is all the All Blacks of the Sligo kit here as well. He was practicing a lot of these short kickouts in the warm-up, and that's where he's done, and the Trident tossed it out towards his team captain. Sean Kelly bobbles the ball. He's under a little bit of pressure there. He's nearly in the dugout. Surely that's a push in the back. Eventually the referee gives a decision. Mulligan had gone all the way through him, and certainly they wanted the game here, Kevin. You can imagine they wanted to make it a siege mentality, and they're almost doing that at the moment here, Sligo.
They are indeed. They really are putting the pressure on Galway. Ball coming out there, and Sean Kelly struggling to get it up into his hands, and the pressure being put on. Eventually the referee gave a free.
Jack Lynn now making a good bit of progress down the right outside, scoops the ball in field, but only towards a Sligo player as he slipped on the surface, and another turnover from Sligo. And look at the black amount of shirts in front of us. McLaughlin now tidies things up, but his body's left, right and centre. He's still soloing on the right hand side, punches the ball in field, and it's open country here. Mulligan has a lot of room in front of him, the midfielder. He goes outside to the right, and he's only gone and nailed it. 4 points for Sligo, nothing yet for Galway. 11 and a half minutes gone. Sligo are full of beans here, Kevin.
They are absolutely flying it, and if you look at it out here, you would have to say there's only one team in this game at the moment, and that team is the team wearing black. Galway struggling to put anything together, struggling to get any movement, struggling to create anything. Really in trouble here. We need somebody to take a grab a hold of this game and try and, you know, make things happen for Galway.
Galway goes short, it goes towards McGrath. Back where Gleeson now is going to try and copy his comparability on the far side. This time he pops it off towards McGrath again. He's running down the right hand side up towards Johnny Healy, halfway line on the right hand side, chips the ball down the line towards McCabe. He's been lively so far, gives it back towards Healy, still going down the right hand side. Healy if ever a man was to get Galway going, it's Heaney. He's still going with the football. He's had a couple of challenges, has to be held up, punches the ball all the way back towards McGrath again. Options around where McGrath holds onto the football. He's on the 45. Now Sean Kelly picks things up. Centre of the field. There's a bit of a buzz when he gets the football. He's running down the inside left position. He's still going. It's opening up for Kelly. Kelly has Mulligan on his shoulder. He just ooshes him out away a little bit, but then force backwards. Hits the 21. Now goes back towards Shane Walsh. Well, desperate to try and get on the right hand foot, but he's forced down the right hand side. Shrugs off his man. Walsh from the left. Walsh is back. He's gonna nail it. It's an important goal to score. It's taken 12 and a half minutes, but Shane Walsh is back. We haven't seen him in about 12 weeks. He limped out at the end of that disastrous opening round defeat towards Mayo. But if ever your man, Kevin, to shoot and nail one from a difficult angle, it's Shane Walsh.
Well, I was just saying it was all Sligo, and the goal needed something special, and Shane Walsh has just produced that. Great work from Sean Kelly as well on the far side, and a ball won out there in the mark by Galway, and I think it was Dylan McHugh that was on the end of that one. So Galway doing very, very well now, and need to add to that one from Shane Walsh. All we need is another point and you're right back in the game.
Galway on the attack again. It's Heaney. Sligo leading by 4 points to one. Heaney with a low ball across. It's a strange one. It still might make his way towards King Darcy. Darcy has it. This is the goal scoring opportunity. Back it comes. Shot. Oh, McCabe has just lashed it wide. Oh my days, that was a big opportunity. He had more time. He went to absolute bury the ball. I'd say he took a skin of leather off the O'Neill size five. Instead of rattling in the onion bag, it's fizzed past the post on the left hand side. There's a big crowd in here, Kevin, and nobody can't believe that that's not ended up in the net.
Yeah, that's three goal chances. We haven't put any of them near the post, but all being on the right hand side or left hand side of the post. Two of them on the right, one on the left hand side. But you know, we haven't really even tested the goalie at this stage. So you know, let's hope we can get one of them. I was thinking a few minutes ago, maybe Galway started with the idea of blitzing them with early goals. Oh, great catch in the middle by John Daly. But of blitzing them with early goals, and that was the plan. But I think they need to settle in and just get a couple of scores, get a couple of points.
O'Connell down towards the left corner forward position for Affinity. He loves to take a mark, but this time he can't. The ball bounces in front of him. He's held up in the corner, goes back towards O'Connell again. He's on the 14, just outside the 21 at the moment. Back around the 21 on the loop he goes. On Farras, on Spithill, back it goes towards John Daly. 12 for coming up to even 14 and a half minutes. It's flown by. It's been all Sligo so far. They lead Galway by 4 points to one. Galway just got their first score there a couple of minutes ago. Fine individual score from Shane Walsh, but they'll badly need a few more of those. Galway with Dylan McHugh. In it goes towards McCabe. He's got clatter there and he's outside the ball. Big turnover. The might have been a free, that one, but instead on he goes. It's certainly into the war pit here. It's a battle in the Connacht Championship at the moment, and Sligo are more than filling their side of the bargain at the moment. Here comes Lally now down their right hand side. He's a good bit of football in front of him. McCabe is scampering to get back. Lally's still going. He got a point to date so far. He goes around the corner to hold things up, and on still Sligo keep possession. They're edging the wards towards the right hand side. Brian Cox now, one of the three changes to the Sligo side, picks the ball up. Sligo now slowing, kind of slowing down now. Galway sitting very, very deep, it has to be said. Everyone inside their own 45 at the moment. It's Evan Lyons, one of their man markers, keeps on possession across towards Nathan Mullins. He is running down the left hand side in front of the terrace. The backdoor cut comes in and now comes around the loop where Cummins is held up by two. Oh, it's a fine bit of interception there. I think it's Keane Darcy who's just stalled that attack, and there's an option here because Paul Connery is down the right hand side. The white shirts of Galway edge the way forward. Finnerty's all alone. He's inside on the right hand side. It's centre field at the moment, and Galway coming flying forward. Chip ball over towards McCabe. He's been lively so far. Should have probably had a goal, but on he goes. On the overlap now is Jack Glynn. Glynn now, the Clare Galway man, is just starting to solo down. He's on the 21, deep inside the Sligo half. Now solos the ball in field, gives it towards Finnerty. Finnerty now, Galway's turn to try and take the sting and hold some momentum. Walsh now with a kick hand pass. So Canela does well to hold things up, and now there's a big switch of play over towards the right hand side where Dylan McHugh is coming flying forward. Off the shoulder it goes. Galway playing keep ball. The shot comes in from the left. Johnny Heaney turns around in disgust with that one. He's usually so reliable. It's out for Galway's second wide, third wide, is it, of the game?
Fourth wide,
even.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of those goal scoring opportunities, of course. Not really normally, I suppose, shots and goal in terms of wide, if that makes sense. But it's still Sligo lead by 4 points to one. But Galway have slowly got a little bit of a grip here.
Yeah, slowly got back into the bad line ball, a bad kick out there, but it's gone very close to the line. But they've managed to recover, Sligo. I was just the referee gave a free there. Now a few minutes ago, Jack McCabe went for a ball, and he was clouted into the back and pushed to the ground, and the referee didn't give him a free. And I really thought that's a very, very harsh call.
Yeah, I thought that might have been a decision, but either way, now Mullins, the centre back from Sligo, he just loves to get forward, pops it back now. Keane Lally, he's seen a all action. He's clattered Sean Kelly. He's got a score of his own. He's running again down the right hand side. He's been held up. Back it goes towards Cummins. Cummins in field. The shot comes in now, and it's Paddy O'Connor, and he's nailed it. It's the first Sligo score in a little bit of time, but it extends out their lead. 5 points to one, Kevin. Do not adjust your dial. Sligo 5 points, Galway one. 17 minutes gone here as well. There's a yellow card being flashed here to, I'm not sure if it's Liam O'Connor or if it's John Daly in that move. Both players were side by side with each other, definitely on the Galway side of town, anyways. But Galway have been second class to Sligo.
Second class, yeah, it's hard to believe, you know, Division 4 against Division 1. Just not showing up here. Sligo really playing a great game of football.
The ball intended over the top. It's thrown all the way down from Gleeson's kick out towards Shane Walsh, right in front of us here, in front of the stand. And Shane Walsh has put the afterburners on. He's running down the heart of the goal. The ball bounces on the surface. He comes back, this time from the left, though. He's dragged it, though, out towards the left-hand side and wide. It's still just the 1 point for Galway. That did come from Shane Walsh. That was a Shane Walsh wide there. He's looking dangerous. Perhaps whisper, Kevin, a little bit rusty at times, as you probably saw on that move. But it is Galway.
Yeah, but he has the measure of his man.
He certainly does, yeah. That is the promising sign. And it was always going to be probably a little bit 12 weeks out, a little bit of dirt in the tank, blow out the dirty diesel in flak. But it's Sligo who have the high octane stuff at the moment here as well. Sean Carbine, the midfielder, is going from a hop and a skip, breaks the Galway 45, off the shoulder it goes. The referee nearly gets in the way. Mulligan now will tidy things up and gives it across now towards Paddy O'Connor on the right hand side, cuts in field. Galway setting deep, they're trying to swarm over to him, but it's still O'Connor who holds on to possession, running down by the sideline, down towards our right hand side. Scoops the ball infield towards Niall Murphy. Niall Murphy still going. He thought about going outside of the right. He's been held up. Now he's taking a lot of steps. Scoops the ball backwards. It comes towards Carbine. Carbine with the left. This will be a massive score, but he's put the welly on it. And just the ball nestles high up, wide behind the goal. Still Sligo leading by 5 points to one. But the running, Kevin, from Sligo, they're just tearing into Galway here.
Yeah, and their movement is exceptional, you know. And Galway are trying to close them down and put a press on them. But Sligo are really working very, very hard. They have a great method around their attack at the moment, and Galway are struggling to match it.
Gleeson goes long again up towards Darcy. He's been fabric of the white jersey. He's been well and truly tested there. Referee says nothing doing. Evan Lyons picks things up now again, and Sligo are keeping the momentum of this game and keeping possession of the football, leading by 5 points to four as we're about to hit the 20 minute mark here in the first half. Sean Fitz does well, gets a little paw on the football, but it's still Sligo who in the breaking ball, spinning around over there is Mikey Gordon, another one of the changes. It's a rook type situation over there. Sligo look like they're about to come out with the football. It breaks backwards now, and Paul Kilcoyne will tidy things up. Back it goes towards Alan McLaughlin, and Sligo keep possession again deep inside the goal we have. Long ball in around the house now, up towards Murphy. McGrath's a little bit behind him. Murphy now in the corner. He's got one from the place ball here. He's back on the right. It'll be a wonderful score. Oh, listen to the roars. The umpires nudge each other. No, they put it wide in the end. A bit of debate about that one. It still remains Sligo leading by 5 points to one. Kevin, I thought that one was over.
Yeah, maybe it was the Galway crowd that were scoring.
Well, perhaps.
Cheered because it was going wide. Kick out here, we just have to be a little bit careful. Ball over hit a couple of times now from Gleeson. The player's not reading the kick out that well, and you know, it has dropped into a Sligo hand twice.
Gleeson's gone long, old fashioned down the middle. Up it goes towards Finity, a swarm of bodies, but there is Keane Darcy who will pick things up from the breaking ball. Darcy now goes back towards Sean Kelly. Sean Kelly, his Sligo players converge on him, but he quickly gives it back. And now comes Dylan McHugh like a train. Dylan McHugh is going down a goal. This is open up for Dylan McHugh. The cover of him takes it. Shot and goal. Blasts it wide, has he? No, white flag up in the air. It looked like from this angle it had flashed towards the left hand side of right. A belated, a little bit of a big pause from the Galway support, but they do cheer for the second time. Galway 2 points, Sligo 5. But Kevin, mark that one down as another goal scoring opportunity.
Yeah,
missed.
It was another goal scoring opportunity.
Now we have Galway turn the turnover. Johnny Heaney now swarm things up from a difficult angle. Oh, it's a wonderful score. Johnny Heaney. We said if a man needed to stand up in maroon and white, it is the Killala man. Galway get two quick scores in succession. They reduce it to a 2-point deficit here. 21 and a half minutes gone. Sligo 5, Galway 3.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier on about the fact that, you know, we were going for goal chances. Maybe that was the plan early on, to try and blitz them with a couple of goals, you know, and put them out of the game. But Sligo have started so well and have scored 5 points. But all Galway need to do is take those points, take their points, get back into the game, keep Sligo level with themselves, and eventually that breakthrough will come through, because Galway are creating the goal chances.
Oh, City getting off a little bit, took down there on the Dylan McHugh from Sean Carbine. Galway don't waste any time. They boot it in towards the right corner forward position. Rob Finnerty's there. He cuts back on the left. Finnerty, first shot at goal. It's high. It's high. It's over the bar. Finnerty has nailed it from a deep, deep angle. Back to a 1-point ball game. 3 Galway scores in quick succession after a little bit of a wobbly start. And I think now, Kevin, you look out here, Aidan Devaney, he'll be in no rush to take this kick out, because he knows the momentum is swinging back to the tridesman.
Yeah, win this kick out again, Galway, and add another point, and suddenly the game is level. 3 in a row, that's what we needed.
So 1 point advantage for Sligo. It's a long ball, and their goalkeeper has only found Pádraig Joyce there on the sideline, who quickly bats the ball down. And Galway with Johnny Heaney looking to restart. He's taking his time, though. He's looks like he's going to bomb this one in around the house. We saw him do that a couple of occasions that led to goals, and now indeed it is a long one in around the square. It's a one ball in, and it just lands into towards the goalkeeper's hand. Nobody could get a little bit of deflection on that football there. So coming up to 23 minutes gone, wobbly start as we said from Galway, and it was all Sligo to date, but it is Galway with those couple of quick scores in a row that have reduced that deficit. Sligo leading by 5 points to 4. Sligo now just moving the ball a little bit slower at the moment. Carbine now on the halfway line as Liam Silk is scampering to get back on him. It forces the Sligo midfielder to recycle it backwards to Derek Cummins. He switches it over to the left hand side. Galway now sitting a little bit deeper, but they have left Walsh and Comer up top, and for times earlier on in the half, Kevin, everyone was inside the Galway 45. The play is still down to a right hand side in front of the dressing rooms again, but Galway putting a swarm defence up, and they're forced another turnover.
Yeah,
that would be a free out.
Yeah, great,
it's a little bit different. There's options inside now if Galway can get
ball,
this one long.
Quick ball, yes.
Beautiful ball from John Daly down the line. Keen Darcy is spun across his man. Darcy now is running down the right hand side. Darcy's been pulled and he's been dragged, but still Darcy goes with the football. He's still going, punches the ball infield towards Walsh, goes back, it comes towards Liam O'Kennedy, in fact, through a crowd there. Now comes Paul Connery, can he level things up? Punches the ball in field, it still goes around. That's surely a free in. Referee is looking at it. The ball is looped around. It's McCabe is in there, and Sligo get away with that one. A little bit fortunate perhaps, but that Galway attack comes to nothing. I thought that might have been a free in there. It's certainly one.
Well,
from
it was all over his back there, Dad, Jonathan.
Yeah,
and he had a leg up on top of his shoulders. I just can't understand.
And what I can't fathom is as well is a referee today, Barry Tiernan, was looking, I'd say, 2 or 3 yards away, if even that. But still on we go. But Sligo, they definitely can see moving the ball a little bit slower at the moment. Here comes Derek Cummins down the left hand side, plays the ball infield towards McLaughlin. He's centre forward, he's running down that left hand side again. Sligo have done that a lot, they've kept the lines and now had a hard running through the middle. They have the advantage, and just the full back still going. McGuinness now pops it off the shoulder, back it comes again. Now this goes Paddy O'Connor, he's been forced up and gobbled up. This chance still might come away. Swarming Galway defence back, shot comes in, and the end is Derek Cummins. He's got the ball over the bar in the end. Sligo had to work hard for that one. Probably, I'd say, Kevin, the score they've had to work hard is the most over the course of the game, but it's still another white flag for Sligo. 6 points to 4. Galway gone short again. This game is starting to get championship pace.
And a couple of times there during the course of that move, they were sniffing out a goal. They were that close to it, you know, but luckily enough, the Galway cover held its blanket and, you know, stopped them from exposing themselves.
So Sligo by 2. 26 minutes gone here. Finnerty got a fine score from the same position a couple of moments ago. He's trying for a take 2. Finnerty's only gone and nailed it again. Lightning does strike twice in that corner. Finnerty over the bar, back towards a 1-point ball game. 5 points to Galway. Finnerty's got the last 2. 6 points for Sligo. 26 minutes gone, just a little bit over it. And Finnerty has the shooting boots on today.
Yeah, just so 2 superb points from tight angle out on the right hand side. And that's what we needed from Galway. You know, this nonsense of going for goals, you know, it didn't make any sense really, because, you know, all they need to do is win it, as I say, by 1 point will do us.
Hot potato stuff out in the middle of the field there. It literally went out of the, I'd say, 3 or 4 players on both sides pause, but now it is back in Sligo hands. Brian Cox now plays it over towards the left hand side. He'll give a 1-2 and he breaks the Galway 65, puts the ball in field. Galway again not quite as defensive. They've left three up top, everyone else a little bit higher at the moment, just outside their own 65. The weave comes across here from Sligo, trying to run down this right hand side again is Nathan Mullen. He's under a little pressure though. Keane Darcy found a fine turnover. Keane Darcy's been a real find. Carlos Duran of Berth has gone up and has absolutely shone in the Dublin Championship with Ballyboden, and he's shining in white and maroon here today.
Yeah, showing great strength there, getting back on a man that was trying to get around him and winning the turnover, and now Galway have a chance here.
Long ball in it goes, and the mark has been taken with Jack McCabe. Referee isn't taken, and McCabe is put down on the floor, and the referee has given too many steps. I know we're a little bit maroon and white biased at times, Kevin, but that's three blatant decisions McCabe should have had that have all gone against him.
Yeah, he didn't give the mark because what happened was Shane Walsh was inside the 45 when he kicked the ball.
But it's the foul afterwards. The jersey tucked off him on the floor. Referee says he's taken too many steps. Not quite sure how he could work that one out. Either way, Galway now. Pressure comes on here. It's Limo Canadia putting the pressure on Alan McLaughlin. Sligo now playing keep ball literally on the halfway line at the moment. Back it comes now towards Keane Lally. Lally now, again, will go as he always does down this right-hand side. Keane Darcy is eyeing him up at the moment. Lally goes left, goes right, pops the ball towards Carbine. Carbine now cuts in field. He wants to get back on the left, will he? Carbine throws the ball down the line. Galway though, either way, just tidy things up, and it is still Keane Darcy's covered a lot of power of ball. McGrath now with the advantage for Galway. McGrath now coming flying forwards. There's a buzz in the mar in the ground when he cuts in field, gives the ball over towards the right hand side where it's Limo Canada. Limo Canada now will break the 45, still going down the right hand side, edging his way towards goal, finishing out from that corner where he's got two to date. This time he's well holding up. There it comes, McGrath again. McGrath, how much ground is McGrath going? He's still looking for options, scoops the ball back towards the Finnerty. It's a little bit behind him. Finnerty does well, but he's forced backwards outside the D. A big switch of play now. Liam Silk is coming like a train on the left hand side. Silk is still going. He's back in maroon right, pops it off the shoulder to his clubmate. Silk again with the 1-2, and Silk punches it off the upright and out towards the left hand side and wide. Galway don't get the leveller that they desire as well, but another big opportunity goes astray. Kevin, if there was XG in Gaelic football, our stats would be through the roof.
Superb work from Galway to retain the ball. They were closed down a few times on the chances that they were trying to create, and eventually they created a great chance coming over on the left hand side here. Liam Silk made a great run. I thought he might have taken a shot himself because he's well capable of it, but he passed the ball inside, and then when it came back out to him, he tried to fist it and it didn't work for him.
Carbine is coming flying forward on the breaking ball for Sligo. Liam Silk is back doing defending, but Silk, Carbine plays the ball down towards the corner towards Niall Murphy. Niall Murphy now, McGrath with defending to do. Murphy, he's been held up. McGrath does well. It's still Murphy. He's taking a lot of steps. He's been forced out over the sideline. Galway get the ball and put him out as well. McGrath, he was down the right corner forward position a couple of moments ago after rolling the whole way up the pitch. He's back down the other corner, just shoveling the Sligo full forward over the line. He's had his Weetabix this morning.
Absolutely fantastic work from McGrath. There's no doubt about it. There's a couple of players out there really shining. Jack Lynn and McGrath are really doing great work. Dylan McHugh's doing great work, and also Liam Silk. So, you know, Galway beginning to climb back into this game. We're still behind 6-5, but you wouldn't mind that at half time. You know, we're getting tested here, and that's no harm either.
Almost a perfect catch from Johnny Heaney, but it goes out of his paws. Paddy O'Connor now will tidy things up, and Sligo now trying to extend their advantage, coming up to 5 minutes to the interval. Sligo started like a train. They'll try and finish the half long. Sean Fitz there with a good old fashioned rubby shackle on Keane Lally. He holds things up. Back comes towards Derek Cummins. Cummins now is being eyed up there by a couple of players, so puts the ball in field towards Carbine. Still Galway leaving three up, and then everyone else is pretty much down to our right hand side in front of the goal that Sligo are attacking, in front of the dressing rooms at the moment. Still Sligo coming. There's options here with Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor takes a shot. This one looks good. It's another beautiful Sligo score. 7-5. They haven't gone away, Kevin.
They have not gone away, and they're working patiently at getting those scores, and they'll be quite happy to be 7-5 in front going in at the break. There's no doubt about that. But from a Galway point of view, we could do one good score before half time.
Johnny Heaney gets the short kick out from Conor Gleeson. Ball down the line towards O'Kaneda, who's ploughed through. The referee puts his hand out and says, oh, I don't know, play on. It seems like if you're wearing black,
you can
go straight through the back of a Galway player.
Dreadful.
Sligo making the most of the opportunity at the moment, up towards Niall Murphy again, pops the ball in field towards Lally again, that little skip, it's almost a fine score from Lally. Oh, it's a wonderful score. Has he got it? No, the umpires give the nod and then change their mind and put it wide. It looked like it had sneaked inside the post from this viewpoint here, or high up in the stand here at Marcus Park, but it still shows the scoreboard where Sligo are leading by 7-5. A short little dribble ball up towards Keane Darcy, who has to stretch to keep it in right in front of us here. Darcy now takes a little run, the jersey's nearly pulled off him. The referee this time can not afford not to give that one. Kaneda gets the football again, he's been lively, as has Jack Lynn, getting forward now. Galway starting to purr here before half time, a couple of minutes to the interval. They trail by 2 at the moment after a Sligo avalanche at the start. Kaneda now inside the 21, back it goes and recycles towards Liam Silk, who's desperately unlucky a couple of moments ago with that punched effort that went off the upright. Back it comes now, John Daly. John Daly, he's over on the right hand side, as is Johnny Heaney, standing sole in position. Looks like eyes up his man, plays the ball in field towards Walsh. Walsh with the loop, it's a strange hand pass though inside, and it's been gobbled up by Alan McLaughlin. Walsh now 11-11 will try and win the ball back that he gave away, but that's just fuel to the Sligo fire at the moment. Carbine has covered a power of ground. Paul McNamara now up from corner back, his runners off his shoulder, that's Paddy O'Connor, got a fine scored point a couple of moments ago. Into the corner it goes, where Murphy is making hay at the moment, back towards O'Connor. It's another wonderful Sligo score. They are at it at the moment. They've extended their lead out to 3 here, as there's 8-5. There's cars in the wrong position, but the Galway team are in the wrong position. More than importantly, the scoreboard is in the wrong position. It's all Sligo at the moment.
Yeah, 33 minutes gone on the clock and Sligo leading 8-5. Who would have believed it, you know? And that poor turnover there from Galway, had the ball in their possession and just found themselves in a tight situation. But I'm not at all happy with the way that the referee has refereed this first half. Barry Tiernan, a couple of times, has given nothing to Galway when there's obviously been clattered in the back. And, you know, pushing the back is a free, and that's it. That's the rule. But he's not reading it that way.
Long ball for Gleeson up towards Darcy. Darcy doesn't get it because McCabe picks things up. McCabe now, the ball broke into his hands nicely. Ball down towards the corner, skips in front of him. Then he pops it down the line quickly towards Darcy, who's still going. Darcy now has already got a score. Will he come back on his right? Darcy's got an important one there. Nails it over the bar. An important Galway score. Deficit down to 2. 6-8. 2 minutes to go to the interval. You'd imagine there'll be a couple of minutes of addition time at the moment. Galway need to push up here from this kick out. They need to try and get another score by half time. They definitely don't need Sligo to get one.
Yeah, well, when you talk about additional time, I would be concerned about that, because now players are not treated on the field anymore, so there's very little delays. And last night in the minor game, we had 1 minute after the first half of additional time and 3 minutes in the second half, and that was because of substitutions. So additional time, there will not be a lot of it.
It was a looped hand pass in towards the goal there from Lima Kaneda. Paul Connery came like a train, bounced off Paddy O'Connor, and the Sligo man is down on the floor. Free out being given. We are about to hit the 35 minutes. No additional or indication how much additional time will be awarded yet. Sligo keeping possession. We do know that is Sligo who are leading by 8-6 at the moment here. It's been a fine performance from Tony McIntyre's side so far. Eddie McGuinness, now the fullback, is going a little bit of a trot on the football, puts down the burners. It still goes the fullback. 2 minutes additional time, and they're about to start just about now. Sligo now, it's Murphy, he's out in front every time, puts the ball back now towards McLaughlin with the left. This one I don't think will make it though. It hangs up in the air, hangs out towards the left hand side and wide. No, the umpire is going to go over. I was sure that was wide. We're all looking at the dugout here up in the press box. The Sligo boys are shaking their heads beside us. That was a wide ball all day long, and the umpires have said no. And if it's a tight game, as McLaughlin swung that one up, if it's a tight game, it'll be a big debatable one. It is 9-6, but that ball from here, Kevin, looked half a mile wide.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. We couldn't see it coming off the roof here, but we could see it coming towards the post. And it definitely, to me, was on the right hand side.
Well, you look at our counterparts here in Ocean FM, or Sligo counterparts, they're all shaking their head going, no, no, no. So I'm glad they agree with us. The eyesight isn't truly given away, it appears, just yet. But our opinion matters now, and it goes and continues on a run of couple of strange decisions that have gone against Galway so far. Not doesn't excuse the Sligo advantage at the moment, which is 9-6. They've been the better team so far, but Galway haven't been happy at the moment. They'll have to do it all themselves. Shane Walsh is down on the floor. He's a handbrake went against him, and then as two or three Sligo players are jumping up and down in front of him, and there's a little bit of a pushing back and forth here. It's a free open given, and God love him, Barry Tiernan couldn't wait to give that free. And it's Sligo coming forward now. Lally now has covered a power of ground. This time he's slowing things up at the moment. Just makes it in front of us here and goes back towards Murphy a little bit deeper at the moment. Sligo looking to hold on to position now. Mulligan will tidy things up now. Solon across the face of the goal. They seem to be happy with their 3-point advantage at the moment here. Carboyne now again at walking pace. The goalkeeper's out beside him, and here he gets the football. And then he's going backwards. It's like a training down drill where you wind down the clock at the moment.
Down out at half time. They're 3 points ahead. They don't want to give the ball away, don't want to give a score away, and you know, they are the team that have controlled this first half. There's absolutely no doubt about it, and at half time they're the ones going in the happiest of the block.
Yeah, well, you looked at the bookies earlier on in the week. Well, we were 14-1 on, 8 points spread. It's all matters nothing at the moment, where Sligo lead by 9-6. It's a strange half of football, Kevin. We talked about home advantage potentially here. The one thing that I came into my head straight away was getting a good start, trying to quieten the crowd, and then it will be a little bit easier. Galway haven't got that. It's the complete opposite, in fact. And Sligo are absolutely going in at half time, down towards the dressing rooms, down to our right hand side, full of beans, full of optimism, happy with life.
Yeah, happy with life. Took Galway 13 minutes to get into the game. By that stage, Sligo were 4 points up. That'll give you an idea. I know we had goal chances during those opening 13 minutes, but the wise man would have said take your points and the goals will come. Eventually the message got through to Galway when it was 5-1. We got 3 in a row then, actually 5 in a row, I think 4 in a row. Dylan McHugh, Johnny Heaney and Rob Finnerty, and then Cummins and Finnerty traded a point. So with 27 minutes gone, we were just a point behind, 6-5. But then over the last 10 minutes again, it was Sligo that finished the stronger. Galway, you know, turned the ball over a couple of times. All we got was one score from Keane Darcy, whereas Sligo got two from Paddy O'Connor, and Alan McLaughlin got that wide that was over the bar.
Let's hope it doesn't come down to a 1-point goal game, well, is all I say.
But having said that, you know, Galway really will. What they need to do is just refocus on what the business is about. It's about taking the points and the goals will come. That's what we need to work at. Work at our forward play, holding the possession, not being getting anxious about it, and, you know, supporting one another as best we can.
Important 15 minutes now here for Pádraig Joyce and his management side.
Yeah, a lot of
just
work
to steady the ship down. Yeah. You'd hope, like, talking to Damien Duff last night after Galway up-tipped Shelburne, he's like, I could smell something with the team. They thought it was too easy. You hope it's not the same thing here again. You'll certainly have to bring them down to earth here as well. I'd say there'll be a few choice words. It's a huge, huge second half. Galway, it's imperative that they get a good start to the second half as well.
Yeah, and we need to get back into this game at a couple of points early in the second half. And if we do that, well, you'll never know.
Well, there we go, John. It is a sunny, sunny Sligo here at the moment, but not sunny from the Galway perspective. Galway have found themselves in a little bit of a pickle here at the interval. They trail Galway by 9-6. To say it's a big second half ahead for Galway would be a complete understatement. Join us for the second half shortly.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Proudly fueling GAA supporters at the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza Tuam, Loughrea Service Station and the Kinnegad Plaza. The Plaza Group, the perfect pit stop on your journey.
We'll be going over to Jonathan and Kevin, just being told we have to wait for a second. The teams are not ready to go again yet, so we'll just give them a break. I'm going to go to rugby and latest in the Women's Six Nations. Well, what can you say? Ireland were absolutely given a bit of a going over, to say the least, by England. 88-10, the final score in the Women's Six Nations. Leinster have been beaten by the Lions, 44-12. And Benetton have beaten the Dragons, 36-19. It's time to head back and rejoin our commentary team. Galway know what they have to do, and they've got some work they're going to have to do it, if that makes sense. Trailing Sligo by 9-6. Let's rejoin Jonathan Higgins and Kevin Dwyer.
Thank you, John. Yeah, very much a case of work to be done here at half-time for Galway, who have met pretty much a Sligo blitz here in the first half. Sligo, the dominant team throughout the half. They started the half well. They finished it well. Galway did have a little bit of a spell just in the middle of the pitch. But I suppose, aside from the half-time scoreboard and the half-time team talk slash rollicking, whichever way we want to phrase it, that has come to the management, the other noticeable thing of action is over on their right-hand side, a certain Damien Comer is out there with Keane McGinn getting a bit of a warm-up here at half-time. It looks like he's potentially going to be in the action sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you'd imagine so, because we need something at this stage, because that first half was a bit of a disaster. Sligo were the better side by far. Our diamond in the middle, you know, 6, 8, 9, 11, just wasn't working. They all crowded out Shane when he got the ball, Shane Walsh. They got one great score, but, you know, it was very, very difficult for him to get away. Poor old Jack McCabe was just being posted all over the place. They made it very difficult for him on his debut in the Connacht Championship. And from the point of view of Galway, we went for goals when maybe we should have been taking our points. And because we didn't take those points, and because we had, what was it, 6 wides, they're looking at the fact that we're behind by 3. I don't know if you can see if there's any changes there. I don't see Anderson myself yet at the moment.
No, it looks like that potentially might wait a couple of moments before Damien Comer is introduced. He went through a heavy enough warm-up. The footballers were out there as well doing some football drills as well. But it looks like, from what we can tell so far, that it will be the same 15 that will restart things here in the second half. They'll trail Sligo by 3, 6 points to 9. It's important that Galway do get a good start here to the second half.
The big factor will be fitness in this second half. You know, Sligo put in a huge effort in the first half to lead by 9-6, and can they sustain it? That'll be the big question, because they move the ball much quicker and faster than Galway, and Galway really have to get up to the pace of it. And if they manage to do that, who knows? But a big factor will be fitness, and it'll be down, you know, if Galway are still in the game with 10 minutes to go, it'll be, you know, what they can produce in that final 10 minutes.
Yeah. A lot of talk in the build-up to this game might be a one-sided affair. Certainly not that so far, as there's a bit of more pushing and shoving off the ball here. John Daly and one of the Sligo players are about to say hello to each other there, but action has restarted. Keane Darcy's up straight away, but it's Keane Lally who will come down with the breaking ball down towards the corner, where Sean Fitzgerald will stoop down, wins the football, surrounded by 2 or 3. This time the referee gives the free and the advantage to Galway straight away, and Galway restarted quickly. Sean Kelly now running down the left-hand side. He's been tagged here by Lally. Lally's booked in the first half for giving him an early clip across the face. That has saw Sean Kelly forced off in the last couple of moments of the first moments of the first half. Paul Connor now runs the ball down to the corner. Shane Walsh now on the loop is Kelly. Kelly gets the ball and he's hit by another challenge. Kelly on the floor, but Kelly manages to give the ball backwards to Shane Walsh, who puts the handbrake on, recycles and boots the ball backwards to Galway, who look to reset. McGrath now in field towards Liam Silk. Dylan McHugh is in front of us here in the stand. Galway attacking the dressing room wins at the Markerjee Park at the moment. McHugh balled down the line towards Flinnerty. Flinnerty 2 points in the first half, moves it on to the onrushing Liam Silk. Silk goes backwards again towards clubmate Dylan McHugh, quickly back towards Flinnerty. Flinnerty has space. Flinnerty will go for 3. Finnerty has got 3. Galway off the mark. 2 point advantage. Galway got the first score of the second half. It's taken 1 minute and 3 seconds. Hell of a lot better now from Galway.
Yeah.
Key is keep going here now.
Yeah, that was more like it from a Galway point of view. Held possession, worked the ball around, supported one another much better. When a player had the ball, there was someone coming off the shoulder for him, so that, you know, the player wasn't getting wrapped up and bottled up and looking to see who he might pass to. There was people there to do that.
Paul Connery with a big boot on the football there, but it's out for a sideline. He rose high and little got a clatter on the football out. John Heaney there and Carabine saying hello to each other. The linesman been reminded there from the Sligo man. Not a lot in that, and Sligo have the sideline ball. It'll be taken here by Paul McNamara. Understandably, though, he's taking his time. Might go back to his goalkeeper, in fact. That's he does. It's a big high ball back towards Devaveney, the goalkeeper. He solos on the football now. He loves to get forward. He's still soloing. He has options in front of him, but not a lot. Has Galway put the squeeze on at the moment. Slow build up here. McGuinness now the full back. Now he's been tagged by McCabe, and still ongoing, and looking on the sideline there as well for movement. No sign of Damien Comer just yet, but what we do see is Sean Carabine coming forward again up towards Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor got a couple of fine scores in the first half. This one, he's a little bit further out the pitch. Now Carabine will get the ball again. He recycles it, pops the ball in field towards Mulligan. Mulligan, as we said, one of the under 20 stars. Nice ball down the line for McNamara. Takes the advance mark, gets it just inside the 45 on the right hand side. You would fancy the team captain to, as he tries to take another step or two, but you would imagine that the scoreboard in the second half will be levelled out here as well. The team captain
will take this advance mark. He's taken all the maximum time that he can get out of it. He bounces the ball. Now will strike from the right-hand side. It's high. And it looks like it is good, and the umpire runs across the back of the goal for that flag, so it's back towards a 3-point advantage for the Yates County men. 10 points for Sligo, 7 for Connor, for Galway. Connor Gleeson now looking to try and will he go short, will he go long? He's gone long a number of occasions. He's only a step away from the football, so this will be only be a little flick away. That it is towards Dylan McHugh, back towards Liam Silk. Liam Silk under pressure now, but Silk now cuts the ball in field, and Liam Silk is still going. He's leaving 2 or 3 players behind him. He has to be careful, he's been fouled. He still comes, Liam Silk pops the ball in field where a combination of bodies get the ball, but it's John Daly picks it up towards Paul Connor now. He looks to go long. It's a big boot in towards Shane Walsh. No, it's gone all the way to the corner. Nobody in particular. Looked like Shane Walsh nearly turned away from that football there as well. A few oohs and ahs, a little bit confusion there. Looked like it was a ball towards Walsh, but he stood still and the ball flew into Sligo hands and is back into Sligo possession at the moment. They're looking comfortable, they look composed. Paul Kilcoyne, 13 on a back, but he's playing that kind of a sweeper role at the moment. He's still solo and left footed. He breaks halfway in front of us here in the stand. Good crowd in situ, just over 4,000. It was announced at half time now. Paddy O'Connor now plays the ball in field. Galway sitting deep again, 2 left up top, but it's been balanced out by the goalkeeper, so they've pushed everyone up. The shot comes in now from Mikey Gordon, and it's just about got the legs and over the bar it goes. 11 points for Sligo, 7 for Galway, and Sligo, as I said so many times, they're not going away.
Yeah, you have to admire their point taking. It's been absolutely exceptional. Mikey Gordon there with that one. Give them a bit of space at all, and they'll put the ball over the bar. Galway just not closing down at all.
Well, the home supporter up on their ears there is John Daly, bent for the football. He was clattered. Looked like an easy decision to be given here for the referee, and much to do with the celebrations on the far side of protests even. But it's Galway who got possession, and Galway are very much in a battle here in this Connacht semi-final. They trail Sligo by 4 with 4.5 minutes gone in the second half. Sean Fitz now puts the ball up towards Liam Silk. Liam Silk now on the advanced kind of half back, half forward role at the moment, is soloing down the pitch and gives it now towards Johnny Heaney. He got a good score in the first half. Heaney's going for that customary run. He's running down the heart of the defence, back on his right, goes around on his right, now gives it towards Finity. Finity now hold things up a minute and still keeps possession, pops the ball in field towards Liam O'Kaneda. O'Kaneda puts the ball in field across now towards Jack Lynn, and he's going to switch the point of the attack over towards the left hand side is John Daly. Sligo have 14 behind the ball at the moment. John Daly now running down the left position, left wing, goes back now towards Shane Walsh, who takes it on the loop, skips and gives it back towards Paul Conroy. He looked about going for the goal, but instead gives it backwards to Sean Fitz, and infield it comes now to the team captain Sean Kelly, quickly across towards Liam Silk. He's looking up, but he's forced to take a solo, pops the ball now onto the back door. Cut is McHugh infield towards finishing, but it's into Sligo hands there. McGuinness, the fullback, has intercepted the ball. Now it's Keane Lally for Sligo, running down the right inside. Finity forced to do a bit of defending, but still Lally coming with the football. He has options in field as well. Brian Cox is in front of him. Still Lally going, covers a power of ground even, and Murphy now gives it on the loop backwards, and back it comes now towards Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor from the right. Paddy O'Connor has gone and nailed it. No, towards the right hand side this time. It looked like it was over. Galway get away with one there. It's still only a 4-point advantage. And listen, I'll let the roar do the talking here in the moment. Into the proceedings, and it's probably a sign of the battle that Galway are in at the moment. Damien Comer is back for Galway. He replaces Jack McCabe, and Comer is taking a trot, and no questions where he's going. In around the house, and he's going to park himself in. Shane Walsh looks like he's going to go a little bit deeper. I think it'll be the two-man tag team inside.
Yeah,
a sign of how desperate of a hole we're in.
We need to win ball to use that now. And like when we give ball away like we did a few minutes ago, with a ridiculous pass that just didn't come off, you're punishing yourself. And we were lucky we didn't give another score away. Sligo very, very unlucky to see the ball go out to the right hand side of the post. So Galway need to be a bit more sharp with their passing, and they need to be a bit more direct in what they're doing.
Yeah, it was noticeable that as soon as Comer rang in around the goal there, there was Sligo players running all different directions and defenders moving around left hand side. Eventually Galway are fouled over there. Referee is in no rush to give Galway a free, it has to be said. It's over on the sideline, nearly in the crowd there, and Jack Lynn had to work hard to get that free, and still not being allowed to take forward. Surely that'll be brought forward. Referee says no. Galway just take it from the spot and gives it back towards McGrath in field, and now it crosses towards Silk in the centre back position.
Yeah, need to move it quickly.
Yeah, here comes Dylan McHugh. now? Will he go for a run down the right hand side? Carabine has pulled him down to the floor, and Carabine is going to be a little bit in trouble here. The book will be definitely out. Not quite the pull down, so it'll be a ticky looking to get away with it. A free on the 45 on the right hand side. Conroy looks like he's going to go old school in around the house. He hits it outside the right. It's the first ball in towards Comer. It's gone away from Comer, has the ball. Comer around the loop. Comer takes a shot. Comer is high. Comer has it. Comer over the bar. He's back. It took a second, but Comer is only on, and he's got an important score back towards a 3-point game. Old school football. Conroy, a long bomb in around the house. Comer catches it around the loop, and a big high boom and effort that nearly confused us all, but over the bar she flew in the end.
Yeah, 1 point won't win it for us. We need a lot more of those now from Comer.
Long ball now, and it's Finnerty wins it from deep out in the middle of the pitch. Can Galway keep the momentum going? It's Conroy, in fact, same boots, and he goes the same position again up towards Comer. He's a man on the mission at the moment. He's been starved of football over the course of the league campaign. He's taking his time now at the moment, soloing back around the middle of the pitch, and then he loops it all, and now Galway takes a little bit of composure, and now it's still Galway keeping on possession. John Daly now towards O'Caneda, Lima O'Caneda now, and Farrell's, that's in Spiddle, across now towards Dylan McHugh. Now Galway attacking down their right hand side, looking for options. The option is Finnerty. Finnerty now pops the ball in field towards Sean Kelly, and quickly moves it back towards McHugh again on their right hand side. As the clock shows, 9 minutes gone in the second half. It's Sligo who lead Galway by 3, 11 points to 8. Comer's come on and got a score straight away. We need a few more. McGrath now punches the ball down towards Keane Darcy. Darcy on the loop, backwards it goes towards Shane Walsh. Walsh now, he's in a left corner forward position, and now it's Comer who will pick things up over on that right hand side. It's very contested. Bodies are, Galway players being pulled down to the floor over there. Referee is looking straight at it, and on we go. Daly recycles it back towards Sean Fitch. He's almost in the quarterback role at the moment, and then he quickly sprays it over towards in front of the stand where it's Corfin's Dylan McHugh. He loves to get forward, and on he goes again. He runs a little bit of a diagonal run here now towards John Heaney. Takes it on the 45 right hand side, punches it down the line towards Sean Kelly. Sean Kelly's opening up. Sean Kelly's gone down a goal. Sean Kelly is still goal. Sean Kelly's surrounded by 2 or 3. Sean Kelly down the floor. It'll be a free in here, but that's a classic Sean Kelly run. And just look, Kevin, about 4 black shirts swarmed in on top of the Galway captain there.
Yeah, 4 black shirts swarmed in. That's the first free we've gotten inside the 20 metre line in this game, and it's the first chance we've gotten of getting a score from a free since this game started.
All points from play so far. Work that one out what you can out of it. It doesn't matter, because it's over the bar it goes. But the fact that you have to go 10 minutes into the second half and such an attacking performance at times from Galway, and that's the first scorable free you get. Yeah. Answers on postcard, please.
Well, yes, there's enough in that, isn't there? And it's, you know, it's been, maybe it's the ref likes a free-flowing game.
Well, it certainly is one way at the moment, but it's Galway now who trail by 2, 11 points to 9. Kick out now, possession is paramount. Up it goes towards Conroy. Conroy's caught it again, out in the middle of the field. Conroy moves the wards quickly, and on we go again. Up it goes towards Sean Kelly. He's on a man on the mission at the moment. Kelly, the team captain, running down now. Is Liam Silk back? It goes in the loop towards Comer. He's got 1, he's got 2. Oh, it's, oh no, it, over, it does go inside the upright. Over it goes. Comer's got 2. It's a 1 point ball game here. 11 minutes into the second half. It's the business end of the third quarter, and in comes Killian O'Curran. He will replace Shane Walsh, who's a run out of gas, I would say. He's got, what, 45 minutes of action. He's got a fine score, the opening score of the game, but now comes the fresh legs of Killian O'Curran, who started the game in Ruislip. He scored a bomb that day. He could do it, getting a few more here again. Galway trail by 1.
Yeah, he's come in for Shane. Of course, Shane was our free taker, so Killian will take over those duties.
The battle in the middle of the pitch. Paul Connor gets a boot, and but Sligo get possession here with Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor throws himself to the floor. Paddy O'Connor wins the free. That was a soft one given, and now comes Dylan McHugh, comes across, a big punch into towards the way. Referees, his hands up in the air, not quite sure what his sort of a dancing move that was. Either way, here is Killian O'Connelly. O'Connelly now down towards the right hand side where it's Johnny Heaney. Heaney now as Galway try and get level for the first time here. Here comes Robert Finnerty. Finnerty back on the left. Will he take the shot? No, he's hit 2 or 3 Sligo players. He has to go backwards. Back it comes now towards O'Connelly. Back it comes now towards Paul Connery. Paul Connery now will switch it outside of the boot, but it's a wild slice of an effort, and it's just giving the ball back towards Keane Lally, who quickly moves it. And it's Sean Carroy now coming forward. He's a power room in front of him. White shirts of Galway are being scampered to get back. The ball comes in field. This could be dangerous here. This half a goal scoring opportunity. Murphy has the football. He plays the ball down towards the left corner. Paddy O'Connor, Galway get the swarm defence back. O'Connor is on his hands and knees, back towards McLaughlin. McLaughlin with the left. McLaughlin has gone and nailed it over the bar. Oh, from one end of the pitch to the other. And I tell you what, I don't know how many times I will repeat myself here over the course of the game. Sligo will not go away. They lead by 2. 12 and a half minutes gone here in the second half. This is one hell of a pickle for a Joyce
Sligo. It's a cracker of a game. There's no doubt about it. It's a cracker of a football game. I mean, there's an attendance here of 4,597, and it's a pity there aren't a lot more here to enjoy it, because, you know, there's some great scores being taken, some great football being played, and Galway really put to the pin of their collar.
Well, if they wanted an important test in the Connacht Championship, they're getting that in spades. Heaney now down the right-hand side. Up it goes towards Comer. Comer shows that strength again, but he's all the way in the right corner at the moment. He's got 2. He cuts in field. He's still going. He knows one way. The solo's away, and then he's pushing the back. And the referee says play on. The referee's right beside him. And Sligo swarm out. The black shirts of Sligo from the Yates County men are coming flying forward again over towards the right-hand side. But there's 2 or 3 men over on the left-hand side here. Paul McNamara is edging over. But Sligo just holds things down. Thankfully for Galway, as Sean Kelly scampers go back. It does leave room here for Carbine, the midfielder. What a power of football he has covered over the course of the game so far. He's trying to get his score. He's trying to give it 3. Oh, he's out, ran out of gas there. A high, wild effort. Probably the first wild effort of note here for Sligo, as more movement takes place on the bench over here for Galway. But Galway, do not adjust your dial. They trail Sligo by 2 points here with 40 minutes gone in the second half in this Connacht semi-final. We're in a battle here right now, and now we need characters.
Yeah, just wondering about the fitness of Sligo there. You know, they kicked that ball away quite easily, and I was watching into the division there in the defensive area, and there was one or two of them had their hands on their knees. You know, I'd say both sides are feeling the pinch of the high pressure that this game is.
Another ball over the right hand side. It's very close to the sideline, but Niall Murphy is able to try and pick that one up, and that he does. He recycles it backwards just outside the Galway 45. Galway putting the pressure on, but it's a beautiful switch of play. And Carbine, who had that wild effort a couple of moments ago, he's going for take 2. He cuts back in field. This is half goal, goal scoring opportunity. No mistake this time. He chips it over the bar. Sligo by 3. 15 minutes gone in the second half. There's a Sligo flag waving high up in the air over on the terrace on the far side of the pitch. Their team are flying high and pretty at the moment here as well. Galway need a response.
Won the ball inside the 45 there, and the Galway defence backed off him, and he just pushed himself forward. Beat one man, put it over the bar. No one put pressure on him. You need to be coming out and put pressure on the man on the ball. You can't be giving him that kind of space.
What have Galway up their sleeves? They've got the aces on. Shane Walsh started. He is off now. Damien Comer's on. He's already got 2, but that's not enough here. As Galway, Liam O'Connor now on the halfway line, but again he's been forced backwards. Liam Silk will pick things up. Silk now runs in field, pops it quickly towards John Daly in turn, sprays it out this side to Sean Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now, the full back, but he's abandoned all the defensive duties at the moment. Up of course to a Dylan McHugh. McHugh with that Bagnall ball over towards the right hand side to Comer. It bounces in front. Comer, I think Comer's fancy's goal. Comer! Oh, flashes across the face of the goal. It'll be out for a 45 yes. Here as well. A good save on the end from Avon Devaney. Comer, he couldn't turn down the goal scoring opportunity and is out for a 45. But I tell you what, Kevin, this is such an important 45 here. Shane Walsh is off. It's Johnny Heaney who's going to pick things up here, perhaps. This is such an important kick. However, did we think when we drove all down the way down the N17 earlier on, that long trail of traffic with 60 minutes into the second half, we would have a 45 of this importance.
Oh, it's amazing. Comer, you know, went low and hard across the goal there. The goalie just got a little touch to it and put it out for the 45 on the right hand side. I'm surprised that O'Quarrion is not taking this, but Johnny Heaney, of course, does it for his own club. So let's hope he can do it here for Galway.
Such an important moment in the game as the clock shows 16 and a half minutes here in the second half. It is Sligo who lead Galway by 3. It's Johnny Heaney, often the go-to man for Galway. He's done it over the years, and we need him to do it right now. As he steps forward, strikes off the ground with the right. It's tailed out towards the left-hand side and wide. Ooh, the big moment hasn't come just yet. Still Sligo lead by 3 as they make their first change of the game.
And it's Lee Dignan, one of the under 20 stars, was named to start, but he replaces Mikey Gordon. So that's a role reversal of that late change before the match. But Dignan is a sharp shooter as well, a different challenge for Galway. It's not all about getting forward and to try and chip away at the lead that Sligo have at the moment. They have to watch this end of the pitch as well. Such a dynamic game, a game that's right on a knife edge here now.
Yeah, Galway 3 points behind. Just don't need to panic now. Keep working hard, get the ball, and make it go forward.
Sligo go with the long bomb and try and get around the loop, and Dylan McHugh has to bravely get football. And there it is, John Daly, who tied things up. Liam Silk now trying to lead his side forward. Silk soloing with the football on the halfway line. Now Kaneda, who's playing a lot deeper at the moment, now is on that right corner forward position at the moment. In fact, sprays it infield. Back it goes now towards John Daly. He breaks the 65 of Sligo. He's still soloing down the left hand side. He just chips one in quickly. There's a sweeper in there though, and that ball is intercepted before it can get anywhere near Killian O'Corrin. And Sligo now have the defensive duty, but they do have a blistering counter attack, and that's what's coming at the moment. Mulligan now, but only it finds Shane Walsh 9-9, but thankfully he's back towards Galway. Connery now with the left, he bombs one in around the house, but that's just too far away. It would look like Rob Finnerty was free. Conroy saw it, just not the connection. Galway, they don't need to force it. The clock shows 18 and a half minutes gone in the second hour. The scoreboard isn't pretty at the moment. That's East Sligo Lee Galway by 13 points to 10.
Yeah, Galway,
but cool heads,
don't
cool
need
heads.
To force it is right, you know. I mean, Sligo kick the ball away and then we go and kick the ball away, but there's no need. Use our players around us and work for one another, and that's not what we're doing. When a player is on the ball, there's no one coming to help him out, and that's a big problem for Galway. They need to start working hard for one another.
Sligo trying to take the sting out of the game at the moment. Keep ball just inside their own half. It's McLaughlin, the centre forward, but again playing a kind of a sweeper role at the moment. And this is Sligo just doing what they did before half time, just trying to wind the clock down. They need to be careful because John Daly has come out and he's swarming into McGuinness. McGuinness is under trouble. He's taking a power of steps. Oh, they just about get away, and Mulligan zips out of it. He just turned around on a knife edge there. Cummins now, seven on his back, but he's up in a forward role at the moment. Around the loop comes Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor will take a shot at goal. O'Connor, has he got it? No, it's over towards the right hand side, thankfully, because you do not want to let this be a two score game here. Another change taking place here. And Daniel O'Flaherty will be in. And John Daly makes way. So Daniel O'Flaherty, probably an attacking change here, Kevin.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, we need to freshen it up in that diamond area in the middle of the field. I was saying that at the start. We've seen Shane Walsh gone off. Now we see John Daly go off, because, you know, the 6, 8, 9, 11 just hasn't been working for us in that first half, and we need to see a lot more.
Sean Kelly just shrugged away, Mulligan out of the blitz, and then just he did, because he pushed his number 9 out of the way there, and Kelly ran away as the Sligo man was on the floor. Sligo have defending to do, because Kelly is still going, trying to lead his side up towards Johnny Heaney. Heaney on the loop now. It's Keane Darcy, haven't seen a lot of him in a while. Conroy now from the right does a dummy solo, hits traffic. Conroy still going, we'll need to get out of trouble there.
Again,
has to come backwards in towards the corner. Goes Finnerty's going for a tight angle.
Lovely.
I think Finnerty has it. Finnerty does. It's a wonderful, wonderful score. The IE of the Neil stuff from the Salt Hill knock the car, man. Makes it a 2 point ball game with 15 minutes of normal time to go. But it's Sligo significantly that have that 2 point advantage.
Yes, and Galway need to win this kick out now and get another score.
Oh, it's a low kick. And McGrath will tidy things up. Galway now trying to come with momentum, trying to get two scores on the go. Galway comes swarming forward. It's O'Flaherty just in. It's another substitute, Damien Comer, over on the left-hand side. Hits traffic, goes around the loop, gives it backwards again. Galway looking to recycle. O'Flaherty now with that distinctive solo, goes backwards he goes, and Galway looks to reset. Liam Silk has to be careful. There's a Sligo man on his shoulder. He gets a shout though, and he quickly moves it towards Paul Connery. Sligo, everyone inside their own 45 at the moment, but there's space here for Dylan McHugh. Dylan McHugh on the right-hand side. He's still going forward. On the loop it goes to Affinity. Will he do the same again? Dummy solo, around he goes, and now the ball comes out. It's just behind Keane Darcy, and the ball bobbles away and gratefully into Sligo hands. They're coming forward again. It's a little bit more of a walking tempo here in Sligo at the moment, but they've got all important possession of the football back as they walk the way forward now. Murphy now goes infield towards Mullen. He puts the burners on, and now he swarms his way through. The centre back is covering a power of ground. He's burning his side deep into the goal we have. Carbine has already got one in the second half. He's still going, tries to look for the option in field. He's at the 21. one at Galway and then boots it backwards as they look to reset here. McLaughlin will pick things up just inside the Galway half. Murphy now has come deep to try and steady the ship. There's 13 and a half minutes to go with Sligo by two at the moment. Galway have got themselves in a little bit of a mess here and they need to get the football back. Sligo playing keep ball. They recognise it, that they have it, that Galway can't score. Oh, it comes now with Paul Kilcoyne and he's been forced backwards to recycle and the goalkeeper's gone for a trot and he's in the left half back position at the moment. He's still going. Galway just let the goalkeeper have possession of the football. This man in field at the moment, and Galway have to be careful because they've just let King Lally get football. It's still so easy. Lally now is putting on the afterburners and Lally's cutting down the heart of the defence. Ball over the top towards Paul McNamara, scoops it off quickly towards Lee Deegan and he's only on a couple of moments, but he's a sharp shooter. Back it goes towards Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor, now Niall Murphy, the team captain. Oh, Niall Murphy with an absolute bomb of a score from Sligo. Sligo, how many times will I see it? They are not going away. It's back to a 3-point advantage. There's 12 minutes to go here, a little bit more, but my God, Galway are in one hell of a mess right now. Kieran Malloy's into proceedings here as well. He's replaced Liam O'Connor. Malloy's run into a corner forward position here, it seems like, as well. We'll see how that takes shape. But Galway, 8 point was the spread, 14-1 on, and the bookmakers throughout the week are nearly in trouble from the goal kick here, and they've just about scrambled back. Sean Fitz is going to get clattered, but Galway's heads are nearly gone at the moment. We need cool heads, we need a couple of scores, as it's straight away O'Flaherty, he's been pulled and dragged. Referee says advantage, it's the hands are out, and surely that's going to be a yellow card being issued here as well. Referee doesn't take the notebook up because Galway understandably try and reset. Long ball in towards the goals now, and it's been popped straight away, and now it goes, and Galway coming on the run here on the left hand side. It still goes, a shot from a difficult angle, it's gone all the way across the face of the goal, and Nathan Mullen is under pressure now in a left corner back position, gets a free out which is soft enough, but either way on we go, and Sligo keep possession. 11 and a half minutes left here in the second half.
The goalie overplayed the ball there. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not saying anything else.
We let the stats that go. We've only got one free inside the scoring zone over the course of this game tell the damage, but that's not the most important stat at the moment. The most important stat is down to our right-hand side. There's a big lump of a scoreboard there, and that shows that Sligo lead Galway by 40 points towards 11.
Yeah, and I can tell you, the man in the middle with the whistle is wearing blue, but he's not the man that's beating Galway. The men that are beating Galway, and deservedly so at the moment, are the men in black. They have been the far superior team right throughout this game.
The phone is hopping there. What's going on? It's a case of Galway in one hell of a mess. They need to get possession back. They have got the ball back deep inside their own half. It's a big turnover. There's a Sligo player now starting to roll around King Lally. There's nothing wrong with him in the world. The referee will tell him get up, but the medics come on and just slow this down. So he'll have to go off and play will continue on without him. That's the new rule brought in, but I think he's trying to milk it, and you can't really blame Sligo. They're in beyond their wildest dreams. Do they think with 10 minutes of action left that they would lead Galway by 3 points?
Yeah, and
you're looking at the watch, you don't believe me, but it is only 10 minutes left.
That's all that's left, and you know, you cannot see an out clause here for Galway at the moment, because the things that should be working for them are not working for them. The players that you expect, the big players that you expect to be coming through, it's not happening for them today. We've lost Shane Walsh, we've lost John Daly, you know, regular match winners. And you know, the point of it is that Damien Comer has come on, he's got a couple of balls and he put a few points over the bar, but you know, he missed a goal chance unfortunately. And we just need something special now over this next 5 minutes. We need to really work something well over this next 5 minutes.
Kevin, I'm getting flashbacks of 07, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Let's not even go there. Positive thoughts. Conor Gleeson now abandoned all sorts of duty out in the middle of the field now as Paul Conroy's Galway look to reset. All he sees is a swarm of black in the moment. Hear him, that's all that's on the scoreboard at the moment. It's 10 minutes to go with Sligo by 3. Galway now trying to chip away with that lead. They've never led over the course of this game. They've never even got level. Johnny Heaney is trying to do some damage on that now. Back he goes in the field. Oh, might even touch on the floor, but Galway get away with that. Conroy now just inside the 45, sprays in the middle of the field where Sean Fitz will pick things up. Galway now just booted quickly over towards that left hand side, trying to stretch a very, very deep line. Sligo defence at the moment here is Jack Glynn. Glynn in towards the corner is trying to hold things up, but there's a swarm of bodies. We need some runners. King Darcy has gone a run that allows the ball towards back towards Sean Kelly, up towards Liam Silk, just outside the Sligo 45. Conroy now picks things up. He's trying to take some responsibility. Jack McGrath has been outstanding as a man marker over the course of the campaign. He's running forward on the right hand side of the loop. It's Finnerty. So Finnerty surrounded by three or four, has to give the ball out quickly. McGrath now still over on the right hand side, goes in field towards Conroy. Conroy's half an opportunity. Conroy's just nailed. No, it's gone short. I thought he'd got an important score and a free out as the goalkeeper is challenged.
Kevin, we're in one hell of a pickle.
We are. We're in deep trouble. There's no doubt about it.
So a change on the Sligo side?
Yeah. We're in deep trouble here. There's 26, 27 minutes gone on the clock. There's still time, still plenty of time. And, you know, if Galway just hold on to their heads and, you know, work hard to have a chance of getting this back.
Players losing their head. We're nearly losing our heads. Up here, it's 8 minutes to go. It is Sligo who lead by three. Yes, Sligo lead Galway by 3 points here in this Connacht Championship. Galway have an uphill battle at the moment. They need to get the football back. Sligo are swarming forward. It's a substitute. Mark Walsh coming flying forward. Fresh legs. And he's covered a fourth of ground. He might have been fouled. He is fouled just outside the 45 here. A big score. The goalkeeper might even come up for this one. It'll take an hour and a day. Sligo looking to reset here as well. They're already thinking about the next kick out as two players play keep ball over on the right-hand side here. Ball in the hands here of Lee Dignan. The substitute, no, he bowls the ball infield. Charles Carbine has it. He looks like he's going to put the hands up and not go direct from goal here. 7.5 minutes to go here. And Galway trail by three. Sligo now position. Now Murphy will take it. And what did you say? There's almost 5,000 people here. They'll take the roof off the place if their team captain can get this one. He's about a yard outside the 45. He'll be well past it when he takes the shot at goal. He's dead centre. Not a puff of breeze here in Markerjee Park. Galway with a lot of bodies in around the house trying to take an eye on this one. But here comes Murphy. It's high. Oh, it looks good. No, it tailed off in the end. Sligo crowd, half of them in front of us, thought they had gone over. A huge gasp wears and taken by both of us here, but Galway players don't have time for that. They still trail by three, and it's Galway. What a Flaherty now, just running down the left hand side. He takes a dummy solo. He still managed to get the ball, but it slows down the momentum. Conroy now, the last one went short, but he's still going down the left hand side. Breaks the 14, up it goes towards Conroy. Conroy on the loop. There's bodies down left, right, and centre. Conroy got clattened. Comer from the difficult of angle, and Comer has put it out towards the left hand side and wide. Another change about to take place here from Galway. Over on the far side, we'll wait and see who's been introduced to there. And it is Patrick Egan, the youngster from Corrifin, is in, and he replaces Paul Conroy. Wow, that is a big bold move from Pádraig Joyce.
Yeah, big move. Big move indeed.
Talk about going from the master to the young lad coming through. He's had a fine campaign for Corrifin. But
and
this
he's
is
all right. He's done all right for the couple of times he's come in for Galway, but this is a huge ask.
He's come into a situation. Pass. 6 minutes of normal time to go. Galway trail Sligo by 3 points in the Connacht semi-final here as well. I'd say Mayo and Roscommon are really tripping over themselves here with laughter when they face battle tomorrow, watching on. Galway somehow need to pull a rabbit.
We were looking for three in a row. Sligo haven't beaten us since 2012 in a Connacht championship game. So that'll give you an idea where this is.
5 minutes to go here. Nobody leaving this crowd. Ball out in the middle of the pitch. It's won by Keane Darcy. It's lost. Keane Darcy gets it the second occasion. A big, big catch. He's gone out to midfield at the moment. He chips it over towards the left-hand side. And Galway come forward. Oh, Flaherty now quickly. It's a low ball over the top. It's been half intercepted, but it does make his way towards Comer. He's pulled and dragged. Comer outside the D. Has to give it off the shoulder. On the shoulder is Dylan McHugh. McHugh is coming down a goal. McHugh from the right. McHugh has nailed an important score. No, it's tailed off towards the left-hand side and wide. What is going on? It looked like that was all the way going over the bar. Instead, the last second, it spinned away. We're in shock here. It's still Sligo by three.
We had three attempts there. You know, Conroy's one went short. We've hit two wide. You know, when you look at the scoreline, like, we should be right there. It's 14 points to 11. We should be right there. We're just killing ourselves.
Clock now shows 4.5 minutes of normal time. It still shows Sligo winning by 3, 14 points to 11. A long time since the Galway score as well. Sligo now taking their time to kick out. They bomb it out here towards in front of the stand. Up go the bodies. McHugh gets a little bit of a nudge, but it's Keane Darcy's won another dirty ball, surrounded by two or three. And Darcy's now going for a run down the right hand side. It's starting to open up. Darcy's still going. He's been pulled. He's still going. Darcy's covering a power ground. Darcy's going. He punches it off the upright again and out towards the right hand side and wide. Oh dear, is there a witch doctor out
dear, what, the second time a punched effort has gone from the goal, and the second time it's tailed over towards the right hand side. A big crowd in here and nobody can believe
The Sligo can't believe their luck, I'm sure of it. You know, that is so unlucky, and they did everything right. He won the ball in the middle of the field, he beat his man, he beat another man, and then he got inside and he fisted the ball and it looked like it was going to go over the bar and hit the upright and out wide.
3.5 to go, still Sligo by 3. Up goes McHugh, the bodies are diving, it's a battle there. Liam Silk gets half a paw on the football, but it's Mullen going to go pick things up for Sligo. Carabine gets the ball now. Sligo are coming like a train. It's the new blood on here with Mark Walsh. Walsh is fouled, but the referee says on you go, and Walsh is doing that. He's still going down the heart of the defence. Walsh, this will put a 2-score game. Up it goes towards Murphy. Murphy tries to get back on his right. Murphy has time. Murphy's dragged it towards the left hand side and wide. It's still a 1-score game. We're looking at that sort of situation because there's 3 minutes of normal time left here. Galway trailed by 3, and we're all sorts of reaching for defibrillators and everything else. This would be the shock beyond all shocks here. But Galway somehow need to find a moment. They need cool heads, they need skill, they need quality, they need the luck that's not going their way so far over the course of this game to somehow change here.
We have about 5 minutes to hold on here and try and get something.
Galway goes short because Sligo have retrieved. Now it comes Johnny McGrath trying to run the ball from deep, the Clare goalie man, Young Footballer of the Year a couple of years ago, and on he goes down towards O'Flaherty now on the left hand side, breaks in towards the Sligo half. Sligo now, everyone pretty much in their own half back line. The ball comes around down, it's still Galway coming forward, and O'Flaherty has covered so much ground. Comer takes on the loop, he's coming like a train, he's on the floor. Comer's up, pops it backwards, and Galway look to recycle. It's Kieran Malloy. Malloy with the right. Galway need the score, and Galway get the score eventually over the bar. It goes, it's a 2-point ball game here as well. Maybe it's just all not over yet, 2 minutes to go, but Galway need to put the foot down here and just go well up here and somehow find a moment. Sligo will take time. 2 minutes.
Need to win this kick out now.
All possession, absolute paramount here.
All paramount.
Devaney will take his time in this kick out. He's gone long in front of us the last couple of times. It looks like he's going to go over towards the right hand side. That's where he goes. It's another high ball out towards the middle of the pitch.
Push,
there's a push
in
the back there. The referee thankfully sees it. Jack Glynn got a nudge just when it looked like Paddy O'Connor was coming away. Galway can't waste any time. Sligo players are starting to cramp up now. Malloy, who got that fine score a moment ago, is going to leave this ball here, and they reset. A minute and a half to go. Sligo by 2. Up it goes now to the number 2 for Galway, Johnny McGrath. McHugh is in front of him. McHugh gets the football.
Yeah, Sligo right. Are out in their legs at the moment now.
Galway now need to be patient. It's Johnny Heaney, the go-to man at the moment. Heaney on the right hand side, cuts in front of the stand. He's going to cross the face of the goal. Back it goes now towards Sean Fitz. There's nobody down to our left hand side aside from Conor Gleeson. He's all alone at the moment. Liam Silk now down the left wing, pops the ball over the field, and O'Flaherty now will pick things up. Back it goes towards Liam Silk, but he's too far out to score, so he cycles it back towards Glynn gets the football again. He's dead centre at the moment, looking for options. There's a big switch here. He's at the corner back. He's in over, hooking the sideline here. Now it's Keane Darcy. Darcy's going to open up. Darcy's taking a lot of steps. He gives the ball back towards to Jack Glynn. Glynn now with patience on the football. The clock shows 48 seconds of normal time. Galway trail by 2. Back it comes now to the new man. They're coming through here. It's Patrick Egan. Ball in field towards Heaney. McHugh. On the loop is Johnny Heaney. They're getting closer to goal. Finnerty is the go-to man, but he's been held up. Backwards it goes now, and Jack Glynn gets a position outside the 45, over towards the left-hand side to go. How much will be added on will be the call in a couple of moments. But O'Flaherty now down the left-hand side. Go, we need a moment. It's Sean Kelly now who gets the football. He's outside the D. He punches the ball infield towards Comer. Now it's Keane Darcy. Darcy's coming through. Darcy takes a shot. Darcy's put it over the bar. Has it tailed off? Has it tailed off?
No,
it hasn't. Darcy's made it a 1-point ball game here as we're about to hit 17 minutes. Another change about to take place, but this is a huge moment. How much will be added on here, Kevin? All eyes on the clock. Galway trail by 1.
It'll only be for the substitution, so you're talking about maybe 3 minutes at the most.
Possession absolute paramount here. Can they get the kick out? The change take place. So in comes Donald Conlon, and he replaced Paddy O'Connor. All important. 4 minutes of additional time. 4 minutes for Galway to save the championship. 4 minutes for Galway to get down the 1-point deficit. But it's Mulligan who catches the ball out in the middle of the pitch. He gets some graceful oxygen into the Sligo lungs. They go backwards with the football. Galway need a moment. They probably need to foul here and try and get a reset going on. Back of course to the team captain Murphy. He's right in front of him on the sideline. McGrath's on his shoulder. Backwards it goes. But Comer's charging down. Comer's got the football. Comer, this finish inside. Comer's running down a goal. He rushes out his way. Comer's coming through on the left hand side. Comer goes across. He's been flattened. Comer's still going. Comer punches
the ball. It's Johnny Heaney. It's a goal. It's a goal. It's a goal for Galway. It's a goal. Galway have got a goal. They've turned things around. Would you believe it? Galway lead by 2. What is going on here, Kevin? You can't talk. I can't talk. But Galway have got a goal.
But what Comer did there was just unbelievable. The work he did. He won a ball that he shouldn't have won. He got up. He was tackled. He got a pass tackle. He broke the tackle. He broke the line. Played a 1-2 inside. Rob Finnerty inside. Puts it in the back of the net. Superb work. Oh, Jamie Comer has just saved the day for Galway, I can say.
Got not over yet though, Kevin. Sligo coming on the attack. Galway by 2. There's a minute and a half of the 4 being played. Got Sligo need a score now. It's their turn to push their forward. Galway now need to scamper back and defend. They're desperately blurred. What a Connacht Championship semi-final we have here. Certainly not the dead rubber that so many people anticipated. Myself included, I have to confess. But it's not over just yet. Paul Kilcoyne gives the ball out over towards the right-hand side towards Mark Walsh. Back it comes in field now. The shot comes in by Lee Deegan and he's put it wide. He's put it wide. I'm repeating myself a lot, but it's a wide ball. How did we think a wide ball 2 minutes into additional time would be so cheerfully cleaved by Galway supporters?
Nathan's kick out so important now. This is what it's down to. Galway 1-13, Sligo 14 points, and we have 2 minutes
and 2 minutes to go. Galway by Leeson's 2.
Nathan's kick out is so important. Sligo out in their legs.
Well, he needs to boot this one all the way back to Dunmore. Take a step back with those orange boots and put your foot through that O'Neill size 5 that he duly does up to the sideline. There's Galway players down on the floor, but Sligo have the ball back. It's back in Galway hands though at the moment, and it's Jack Lynn who's been pulled down, and Galway get a free deep inside their
possession.
Own half. Kier Molloy now back, it goes to his clubmate Liam Silk.
Ball possession,
a minute to go. Galway need to keep ball. They're doing that. Ball in field now, and on it goes now for Patrick Egan. Patrick Egan now, the youngster, is coming flying forward. He goes in towards the Sligo half. He can't make contact. He cuts in field. He cleverly gives it to Liam Silk. Curve in men coming together at the moment. Out towards Kilallan now. Over to the west we go. And now infield towards the City, where it goes to Finnerty, who got that big goal a couple of moments ago. But Damien Comer, what he just did there in that move, will be talked about for years to come, because that would have been unthinkable. Patrick Egan under trouble here. Goes back, he goes. And Galway now nearly going in reverse. They have the ball and the keep ball. There's 40 seconds of time left here. Galway by 2 after getting one hell of a scare. Porrick Joyce is up and down on the sideline. Sean Kelly puts the scampers on now and edges his way in towards the Sligo half, but he's not making contact. 25 seconds of normal time left here. It's nearly on the wind down. If there was a stop clutch, we'd be nearly be counting down with Glee. Ball back towards Conor Gleeson. He's in the left corner back position at the moment. He needs to be careful now. And then he chips the ball down the line, gives the ball towards Johnny Heaney, who's come strong and got his way through the football. Heaney now on the right hand side in front of us here, pops the ball up towards Dylan McHugh. He's been going forward all day. McHugh's still going up, because now towards Liam Silk. What a game he has. Chips the ball down towards the corner, and Galway keep possession now. Straight away here is Killian O'Corrine. Galway still by 2. The time is up. Surely the whistle will come now, and it's Johnny Heaney in possession. And Heaney now goes in field towards Sean Kelly. Galway looking at the referee here as well. He's thinking about it, and he's still thinking about it. The whistle's in his mouth, and there is the full-time whistle. And wow, 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 there's hardly a flicker of emotion from the Galway players. That just tells you Sligo all dropped to their feet. They gave this one hell of a go. It's probably the biggest scare we've had in Championship football in quite some time. They scared the bejesus out of us, but somehow Galway have dug it out. Damien Comer has dug it out. Full time score, 1-13 to Galway, 14 points to Sligo. I'm off to lie down, Kevin. Wow, what the hell have we witnessed out there?
Well, we've witnessed a fantastic game of football. There's no doubt about that. Superb stuff from Galway. I think in the end of the day, the 5 points from Rob Finnerty and the goal that he scored has been the crucial aspect of what has kept Galway in this game. There's no doubt about it. He was our most potent forward for the full 70 minutes plus. When Damien Comer was brought in, it just shows you how much we've missed Damien Comer from the point of view of Galway football. He was outstanding. The first touch he got, he put it over the bar, got another score, and from the point of view of a goal, from the point of view of a goal, he was unlucky. The goalie got a hand to a touch which he played low across the goal. Then of course the ball that he won just in front of us here, where Sligo had recovered the ball, played it backwards, the player failed to make it, Damien came in, put his head in where you wouldn't put anything else, picked the ball up, went around his man, beat the tackle. He was fouled, but he beat the tackle and showed his strength. He was losing his balance, but he held his balance again, played a 1-2 inside, and of course I can't remember who he played it to, but eventually it was played inside to Rob Finnerty, and Finnerty stuck it in the back of the net, and that was crucially the score, the winner for Galway. But a lot of the work that was done beforehand, I have to say, from Rob Finnerty, for me, he's our man of the match. I thought he was outstanding. He got some great points in the first half and some great points in the second half, so he's, for me, is the man of the match.
And just to confirm, in the madness, it was Rob Finnerty that put it into the goal, as we've all lost our heads, our voices, our hearts and everything in the process. They've given us one hell of a scare today.
They have, one hell of a scare. But I said it to John Mulligan earlier on, when we had set up here and we were talking about, you know, maybe 2 hours before the game, I said, if we come out here with 1 point victory, that's all you need, really and truly. That's all you need. You just need to win the game. And it was better for Galway to get a test like that today and see what's good and what's bad and what they have to work on, than to go in and be 20 points a victor and go then meeting a Roscommon or a Mayo and, you know, have huge expectations. They won't have huge expectations. They'll be going into a Connacht final and they know that they'll have to work really hard to get there, and if they want it 3 in a row, they're going to have to work to get it. There's no doubt about that. But you have to hand it to Sligo today, that for about 50 minutes they were the better side. But I said to you at one stage, they're out in their legs are gone, and you could visibly see their legs were gone. They just couldn't sustain what was going on. They had put in such a huge effort, and you could just see they were not, the pace was gone out of them. They were, you know, the hands on the hips, and they just weren't, the legs were gone in them. And that, in the end, it was fitness that was the difference. Division 1 fitness against Division 4 fitness.
I think the most telling thing, before we hand back and try and restore our voices and everything else in between, is the full time whistle. It took a long time. The referee took a while to give it, to blow it. He had the whistle in his mouth for a good 15-20 seconds. When he did do it, there wasn't one flicker of emotion from the Galway players. It was like they realised the situation. It was the Sligo players who all downed themselves onto the ground. That probably sums things up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we got out of jail. There's no doubt about it. We got out of jail here today. And having said that, then, we were very unfortunate at the same time. In the first half, we missed 2 or 3 goal chances. You saw Liam Silk, normal, composed. He put the ball over the wharf, Dyer fisted it, and off the upright, out wide. Same thing happened to Keane Darcy, you know. So, like, you know, we just weren't getting the breaks either. There's no doubt about that. Like, from a Galway point of view, we just weren't getting the breaks. But having said that, Sligo dominated the game for perhaps 60 minutes. And then the legs went on them, and then Galway just took hold. And fair play to the sideline. I have to say this, the sideline were brave. They made the right calls. They brought in Daniel O'Flaherty. He was immense going down the far side. His pace and everything, the energy, he was absolutely immense when he came in. Patrick Egan, when he got on the ball there in the last 5-10 minutes, you were saying to me, you were saying in commentary, he's going into trouble. He never gets in trouble. That's the one thing about that young lad. You know, he can go into a tackle and into a player and bounce out of it and come away and give him, buy himself the time to make a pass. And I really admire that about the guy. He has great composure. So he showed it as well. So the subs, Damien Cormor coming in. These are the players that made a big, big difference. Even Killian O'Quarrine at the end there, winning the ball down on the right-hand side here in the right-hand corner. You know, so important that these subs came in and that they were up to the challenge. And from that point of view, I think that's something that Pádraig will take out of today, like that. You know, the panel, the extended panel, is working for him. And you can't, you know, a lot of work to do now between now and the Connacht final day. Now and Mayo or Roscommon, we don't know who it's going to be. Everybody thinks it'll be Mayo, but after we watched what happened here with Sligo today, I wouldn't put my betting on any side to go through tomorrow. So from that point of view, I'm so delighted that Galway came through. The big factor, of course, was the introduction of Damien Cormor. He really made it. He was a huge impact player to bring in, and he made a huge impact, no doubt about it. It's something that Galway really need if we're to advance in this Championship. But having said that, the contribution of Rob Finnerty today was immense. Absolutely right up until the finish, he kept going and he was there to get the crucial tap in on the goal.
Well, that's pretty much everything here from Macrae Park, John, as the extended Galway panel go through their cool down and a bit more running over the far side. We've done a lot of running ourselves here. I think we're off to find a dark corner and lie down it to try and just adjust our emotions, if nothing else, after what we've witnessed here in Macrae Park. They almost did it. It was one hell of a score, a scare even. I think the biggest scare we've got in quite some time. But somehow, this Galway side did not lie down. And a late Rob Finnerty goal, heavily assisted by Rob Finnerty, has seen Galway get out of jail here in Sligo. Galway are through to the Connacht final Sunday week. That'll be in Pearse Stadium. We'll find out tomorrow who they will play. It'll either be Roscommon or Mayo, but for now it's Galway who we're going to just call the guards, not report the robbery, shoot up the N17 and all try and control ourselves. Full time score here in Macrae Park, and the most bananas finish to have a game of football that you will ever see sees Galway defeat Sligo by 113 to 14 points and breathe.
Live match broadcast in association with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Proudly fueling GAA supporters at the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza Tume, Loughrea Service Station and the Kinnegad Plaza. The Plaza Group, the perfect pit stop on your journey.